Chapter 18. Jason Solo's eyes snapped open, and for a moment he wondered where he was. He knew he was on Belkaden, but he found himself surprised to be back at the ex-Gal facility. Why that surprised him, he couldn't immediately identify. He kicked off the light blanket covering him, then swung his legs over the edge of the cot and sat up. Jason raked fingers back through long brown hair, then pressed the heels of his hands against his eyes. Before he had awakened, he'd been in a Yuuzhan Vong village, the one where the villips were being grown. He'd gone there to free the slaves. He'd waded into the water and called them to him. They'd come, and their master had come after them. As the slave master had done with the old man, Jason had left the Yuuzhan Vong warrior slowly sinking in the murky, still water. "It feels so real." Jason pulled his hands away from his eyes, then focused until his hands emerged as ghostly shadows in the dim light. His hands still tingled with the sense of having held his lightsaber in a duel with the Yuuzhan Vong warrior. He shifted his shoulders and stretched his back, searching for any trace of pain to somehow validate the reality of what he'd seen. He knew it probably had just been a dream. In the weeks since they'd watched the murder of the old man, they had done quite a bit of scouting. The Yuuzhan Vong had indeed turned Belkaden, or at least this section of it, into a shipyard. They were growing villips, coral skippers, and dovin basils all over the place. The laborers were slaves all, by the look of it, though some of the overseers had aides who appeared to Jason to be human and cooperating. They all had the growths on them, too, but the force was not filled with static from the collaborators, just greatly diminished. The visions being just a dream made sense. It was clearly a fantasy being fulfilled to let him drain away his frustration. He was almost willing to accept what he had seen as a dream, then to drop back off to sleep. Two things prevented him from doing that, however. One was a sense of urgency wrapped around the vision. While he was willing to accept that his frustration was enough to give birth to the dream, his frustration had been strongest the night after watching the murder. Since then, they had not returned to that place. The second thing was the sheer reality of the vision. It wasn't something he was remembering per se, but felt as if it was a glimpse at something he had to do. He knew very well that if a Jedi was open to the Force, bits and pieces of the future might be revealed to him. His uncle's master, Yoda, was known for his wisdom and ability to see pieces of the future. Jason had never really felt he'd been gifted a vision by the Force, but it did seem to him as if this was just the sort of thing a vision like that would entail. He got up from his cot and staggered out of the room that had once been Danny's. Pretty much everything in it had been smashed, but he'd been able to recover a few static holographs and a couple of other little mementos he'd carry back to her. He shuffled his feet to move aside the detritus in the hallway, then leaned against the door jamb to the room his uncle had taken. A small glow lamp filled the far corner of the room with warm golden light. His uncle sat on the floor facing the doorway, all but reduced to a silhouette by the light. Jason started to say something, but then the sense of peace and concentration he got from his uncle stilled his tongue. This was not the first time Jason had seen his uncle enter a Jedi trance to tighten his bonds with the Force. After the peace with the Remnant, when Luke had made changes in the structure of the Academy, other apprentices had joked that the Master had become old and needed his Force naps. Jason had laughed at that, but he envied his uncle's connection to the Force. He wanted that intimacy himself, and he knew what sort of a price his uncle had paid to earn it. While he knew that such a bond could not be won easily, he fervently hoped his course to attaining it would be neither as long nor as twisted as his uncle's. He turned away from the door and stood there with his back pressed flat against the wall. His uncle had said that experience allowed one to know that hard decisions needed to be made, and deciding if what he had seen was real or not certainly qualified as a hard decision. While his head told him to doubt what he had seen, his heart urged him to go. "That choice feels right, and the force is more about feeling than thinking. Jason slowly exhaled, then returned to Danny's room and slowly pulled on his combat suit. He clipped a comlink to the lapel so he could record the data about his mission. That way, Uncle Luke's goal will be served even if I can't attain mine. He didn't warn R2-D2 that he was heading out, however, since he knew the droid would wake his uncle, and the mission would be ended before it ever began. As he walked past Luke's door, he bowed once to his master, and then, with a long Jedi robe shrouding him, he emerged from the X-Gal facility and strode into the night. With every step Jason took, he found himself becoming further and further enmeshed in the vision he'd had. Every leaf, every wisp of cloud, the buzz of insects, the rattle of gravel coursing down a hillside in his wake, all of it matched what he remembered. He stopped thinking and instead concentrated on feeling, choosing his steps almost at random, yet knowing each time that he had made the right choice. He stalked through the night, taking great care, certainly, but with a growing sense of invulnerability because of what he knew he was heading out to do. His vision was coming true. He was drawing closer and closer to a confrontation that would free the slaves and begin to turn back the Yuuzhan Vong. He knew Luke might not understand, and probably would not approve, but Jason felt bound to fulfill the destiny the Force had presented to him. Quickly enough, he found himself descending to the shore of the shallow lake. Moonlight filled the troughs between ripples with silver, and more of it pooled in the water on top of the villip leaves. Slaves moved through the stalks, anointing the villips with ladle after ladle of the dark water. The only sounds in the basin came from the splashing of water and the villips' haunting whispers. Jason stopped at the water's edge and threw back his cloak. He took a deep breath and let calm flow through him. He smiled just a little, then composed his face in a benign expression. He opened his arms and spread them wide. "Come to me, people. I will save you." The slaves, almost as one, brought their heads up and looked over at him. A series of high whistles coursed back and forth, to be echoed by some of the villips. Jason recognized the sound as the sort of thing R2-D2 did when the droid was puzzled, so he broadened his smile and waved the slaves toward him. "Come to me. Your time as slaves is over." The slaves began to move, but out of sync with his vision. "They're moving away from me." The slaves slunk away, crouching as if expecting a punishing blow. Those in the front rank watched him while reaching out for someone behind them. The others in the more distant ranks turned and ran as fast as they could, splashing water up over themselves. Then toward the center of the slave formation, a part formed. A Yuuzhan Vong warrior clad in armor and bearing an amphistaff stepped down into the water and faced him. He spun the amphistaff in a circle, first between them, then up over his head and finally around his back. He stopped in an eye blink, with the staff trapped between his right forearm and ribs, then lowered himself into a crouch. Jason waded out to mid-calf and produced his lightsaber. He thumbed the blade to life and let the hiss crack drown out the frightened mewing of the slaves. His green lightsaber cast a ghastly light over the villips. Jason whipped the humming blade around in a lazy infinity arc, first slicing through the villip stalk, then slashing in half both falling villips. The warrior bellowed loudly and started to sprint at Jason. Water splashed high, but hardly seemed to slow him at all. His amphistaff had begun spinning again, with the point dipping down to nip at the water with each circuit. Jason started to rush at his foe, but because he was smaller, the water slowed him. The young Jedi set himself, drawing the blade up high and back by his right shoulder. Then, as the warrior closed, Jason cocked his wrists so the blade pointed forward, then lunged. "Just as I did in my vision." The Yuuzhan Vong warrior, however, did not share in that vision. He twisted back to the right, sliding past the green energy blade, and cracked his amphistaff across Jason's back. One of the armor's trauma pads absorbed much of the damage, but the force of the blow still sent Jason stumbling forward. He went to one knee, then spun, bringing his lightsaber up to parry the next slashing attack. The lightsaber's blade did fend off the strike, but didn't have quite the effect Jason had expected. My parry should have sheared 30 centimeters off that staff. The young man came to his feet, parried another attack low and to the left, then twisted his wrists and brought the lightsaber up in a slash that should have opened the Yuuzhan Vong from right hip to left shoulder. Sparks exploded and smoke rose from the alien armor. The warrior stumbled back a step or two, then lunged with his amphistaff. Jason batted that attack wide, then cut down at the Yuuzhan Vong's right wrist. More sparks and smoke, and even a sizzling sound to go with it, but the hand didn't come off. Surprised, Jason cranked the green blade up and around for another attack on that arm, but the Yuuzhan Vong had already pulled it back wide. Before Jason could shift his attack to a slash across the warrior's belly, the Yuuzhan Vong's left fist came around and caught the youth in the neck. The heavy blow staggered Jason and drove him back. He'd have fallen into the water except that he bumped up against a vilip plant and it steadied him. He shook his head to clear it, then ducked as the Yuuzhan Vong arced a roundhouse kick at him. The kick missed Jason, but exploded one of the vilips, drenching him in chunky, viscous fluid that burned his eyes, nose, and mouth. Choking still, Jason ducked behind the vilip plant, then cut behind another. He splashed a handful of water up to wash his face off, then dodged left and slashed twice quickly at the Yuuzhan Vong. The slashes backed his foe off for a moment, but in the blade's light Jason noticed that the furrow he'd cut in the Yuuzhan Vong's armor had become little more than a discolored scar. They don't just grow the armor. It's living still. The Yuuzhan Vong held his amphistaff high and brought it down in a crushing blow aimed at Jason's head. The Jedi brought his lightsaber up to block, but the amphistaff went from rigid to fluid and whip-like, wrapped itself around his right wrist. A quick yank pulled Jason forward off balance and into the Yuuzhan Vong's right knee. The knee caught him in the gut, doubling him over. Jason felt the warrior's vice-like grip close on the back of his neck. Then he had his face plunged into the turgid water. Water boiled around his lightsaber, but the whip controlled the movement of that arm enough that he couldn't strike. The young man shunted away the panic rising in him and immediately summoned the Force. He reached out to pluck the Yuuzhan Vong off him, exactly as he had done countless times with his siblings or comrades when goofing around at the academy. He discovered the flaw with his strategy about the same time his lungs started to burn for lack of oxygen. I can't sense the Yuuzhan Vong through the Force, and now I can't affect him. It occurred to Jason, as he sucked in the first mouthful of water, that he could use the Force to lift himself out of the water. The concentration necessary for that act died as his body gagged and coughed. The stale air in his lungs bubbled out, then his body reflexively tried to inhale and breathed in more water, which started him coughing and gagging yet again. Oh no, Jason thought, as the world began to go black. It wasn't a vision or a dream, just a nightmare.